Our scripture reading today is from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, the Ten Commandments. Then God spoke all these words, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether it is the form of anything that is in heaven above, or what is on earth beneath, or that it is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Six days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or an alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving to you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female slave, ox, donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the gospel reading. We're reading from Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. You may be seated.
How many of you have ever been around a great herd of cattle? Raise your hands. Oh, come on, we have to have more people from Norco here. Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of cowboys were leading a herd of cattle on the way to market, and one of the cowboys said to the other, "You know, have you ever seen a shaggier bunch of cows? And my goodness, the smell, it is just terrible. Have you ever smelled anything like that?" And the other cowboy said, no, I don't think I have." And with that, one of the cows turned to another cow and said, "Do my ears deceive me, or was that a discouraging word?" Da 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 da. Okay. Not as good as I thought, maybe. Well, some things don't change. Cattle on a hot summer day stink. And cowboys that have to drive a herd of cattle, well, they're going to complain about it. But there are some things that, other things that don't change or shouldn't change. And let me tell you a little bit about that. Would you put up the first slide for me? Thank you. Now, on the one side, on the left-hand side, is it the left-hand side for you? Yeah. On the left-hand side, it says, you shall have no other gods before me. Keep my commandments. Do not curse God's name. Keep the Sabbath day. And there's another one that comes in, I think, that's honor your father and mother. And then on the other side, in the yellowish one, these are the words of Jesus. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Well, as we look at those words, first, of course, is from the reading from Exodus, and the second are the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew. Okay, you can take down the slide now. Those five, the first five, are the first five commandments of the Ten Commandments, and we know them well. Now, on the right-hand side of that screen that you saw, we have the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew. Teacher, somebody came to Jesus and said, teacher, which commandment of the law are the greatest? Now, you know what he was asking for. He was asking for Jesus to sort through all those commandments that we had there, and he wanted to find one in particular that was the best one or the most important one. And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. He takes those first five commandments and he boils them down into a single phrase. This is what is the most important. Do you see what Jesus was doing here? He was showing us that the first of the five commandments are all the same basic concept, which is to love God above all things. By loving God, we fulfill the first five commandments. By obeying God, we fulfill the first five commandments. But then Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And remember, the first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not, the Ten Commandments goes on to say, make for yourself an idol. Whether the idol is in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or underneath the earth in the water. And what does Jesus say? Same basic thing. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And it goes on and on, just like that, throughout the first five commandments. Each can be applied with Jesus saying, and those first five. Every single one of those first five is summarized by Jesus. Okay, now, let's look at the second slide. Now we come to the next five. Actually, honor your parents. That should be in the first five. But do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not lie against another. Do not desire what belongs to another. That boils it down. What does Jesus say? Love your neighbor as yourself. Are you starting to get the drift here? The first five, the second five, Jesus summarizes. And how does Jesus summarize these five commandments? We know it well, what Jesus says. We know that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's what he said. Everything that God says here in the Ten Commandments, Jesus says it in Matthew. Nothing changes. Okay, you can take down that one now. So what are we to conclude? Across the centuries, from the time of Moses to the time of Jesus to our time today, nothing has ever changed. God's law has not changed. And Jesus didn't change them either. But friends, I think that we have. God's name is constantly taken in vain, isn't it? Without a second thought. And we have replaced God with all kinds of idols, not the least of which is we have made an idol out of money. We have made idols out of sex. We have made idols out of politicians. Anything that we make more important than God is to make an idol of that thing. Our neighbors that God has given to us, and Jesus has said that we are to love, what of them? Well, they sleep on the streets and live with terrible mental illness. Our brothers and sisters and their children starve and freeze and die in Ukraine, in Gaza, in Africa, and countless places around the world, because we who have so much will not give them what they need. And those who struggle across rivers and deserts to find a better wife, a better life, for them and for their families, are imprisoned, separated from their families, and turned away. And why? Why does this happen? Could it be that we have ceased to love the Lord our God above all things, with all of our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our mind? Have we forgotten our brothers and sisters? Have we changed God's law so much that the things that should not be changed have changed? These are the questions for Lent, not just for us, not just for us, but for our country and for our world. Amen.